This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says present weather condition to remain stable for a few days. At least 32 people killed in Egypt train crash, and India reports more than 62,000 COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress leader Narendra Raj Joshi passed away on Friday evening at Norwich International Hospital. According to party source, the mortal body of Joshi has been kept at the central office till 2 p.m. today to pay the last tributes. Joshi, born on 19 September 1962, was rushed to Bir Hospital and then taken to the Norwich International Hospital, Thapathali, after he suffered a brain hemorrhage a month ago on 26 February. He had won the 2013 second constituent assembly elections from the Kathmandu constituency 8. President Vidyadev Bhandari has extended sorrow over the demise of Nepali Congress leader and former minister Narendra Raj Joshi. In a tweet this morning, President said that the country lost an honest politician. President Bhandari also expressed condolences to the bereaved family members. The air quality in the Kathmandu Valley has suddenly sunk as the haze has covered the valley. People have been complaining of eye irritations. Meteorologist Ganga Nagarkoti informed that the weather will remain stable for a few days. She said there is a possibility of some improvement in the weather as some clouds have developed since Monday and the wind is also blowing. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology say the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The department has urged senior citizens and sick people not to come out of homes except emergency. All the 9 local levels in Doti district are on alert following the rising coronavirus cases in neighboring India. The district people who went to India for jobs have started returning home with increasing infections rate there. Local governments have already resumed the building of quarantine facilities targeting the returnees from India. Health workers have been directed to be mandatorily physically present at assigned workstations. District Health Office Chief Ramesh Malasis said health medical workers have been asked not to leave except for emergency purposes. Similarly, the Far West Province Health Directorate Rajpur has written the district health office in Baithadi, Darsula, Kailali and Kanchanpur sharing borders with India to ensure the antigen test of suspects. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 32 people have been killed and 165 injured in a train crash in central Egypt. Carriages derailed and overturned when two passenger trains collided near the city of Tahata, Suhak province. The country's railway authority said emergency brakes were activated on the train in front by unknown individuals, causing the train behind to crash into it. President Abdul Fattah al-Sisi pledged top punishment for those responsible. The incident happened about 365 km south of the capital Cairo. Myanmar's military leader has promised to safeguard democracy as the regime warned anti-coup protesters against taking to the streets. Min Aung Hlaing, speaking on national TV to mark Armed Forces Day, again promised elections but gave no date. State TV warned in a separate broadcast on Friday that protesters could risk being shot in the head and back. More than 320 people have been shot dead in the suppression of the protests since the coup on 1 February. Min Aung Hlaing said in a live broadcast on Saturday, the army seeks to join hands with the entire nation to safeguard democracy. According to the latest figures released by the Federal Health Ministry, India saw a huge spike of 62,258 fresh coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry said 257 deaths since Thursday morning were registered, taking the death toll to more than 160,000. The number of daily active cases has been on the rise over the past few days as another wave of COVID-19 looms large in India. India kicked off a nationwide vaccination drive in January, and so far over 55 million people have been vaccinated across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says present weather condition to remain stable for a few days. At least 32 people killed in Egypt train crash, and India reports more than 62,000 COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.